Welcome back in to Road Rage. Mark Childress in for Walt Deptula. Final hour of the show. Super pumped to bring on the college football writer for the Associated Press, Ralph DeRusso. Ralph, how's your day going, man?
Oh, it's going great. How are you?
Doing good. I know you've been grinding some radio today as well. What are your thoughts right now on the Clemson Tigers? Of course, we're down here on the Clemson flagship station. Is Clemson in the right spot at number three?
Yeah, you know, I feel like almost this has become a loaded question.
No, this isn't a trap question, I promise you.
Because of the atmosphere down there. Listen, I think at a certain point you have to sort of play a little bit of a resume game here, right? And I think that if you're splitting here, you got these three really good teams, all undefeated at the top. And no matter what order I put them in, somebody's got to be three, and the team that's three is going to be a little bit upset. So if I'm trying to make it a little bit objective as opposed to just pure subjectivity, I can sort of break out the resumes, right, break out the schedule and say, okay, they have X amount of wins against these very good teams. But I'm also going to take into account that, like, these teams are doing as far as how the wins are. In other words, like, I'm not discounting the fact that Clemson is winning all these games by 30 points or more. It's seven straight games, I believe, at least 31 points. But if I have to line them up, I will probably give a little bump to the teams that played slightly more challenging schedule. So that would leave Clemson at three. Now, I will also say this. If I remove the resume piece of this, I think Ohio State and Clemson are the best two teams in the country. I don't know if which one is one and which one is 1A, but I think that is the national championship game, because I've seen enough of both of those teams, and they are buzzsawing people, and I think they are more complete teams. So am I being hypocritical there by saying I think they're those are the two best teams in the country, but if I'm weighing resumes and who deserves what, I'm putting Clemson at third? Maybe I'm playing both sides there, but that's my long-winded answer.
Well, there's definitely a portion of the fan base that if Clemson isn't one and one only, that you're going to get some blowback from. But I think that's a very fair and reasoned way to look at it. Can you factor in what's happened in previous seasons at all? I mean, I know we're supposed to look at this as a snapshot, but I feel like that's what Dabo's gotten a little bit out of shape about this week, is that he feels like some teams get the benefit of the doubt from either previous season's performances or the fact that they're in the SEC.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I do think that that's what this stems from. I can't help but appreciate the irony, you know, being the AP college football writer. Clemson was number one in the preseason for the first time this year. And so it's a little bit of a milestone, right? So I had reached out to Clemson, and Dabo's great. Dabo is one of the best in the business when it comes to what I do for a living. He is very good with reporters. He gives us great content. He is very accessible, generally speaking. But before the season, he said he passed on any interviews about being number one in the preseason. And he got asked about it and very much dismissed it. So I can't help but sort of notice the irony of him being dismissive of the rankings at one point in the season and then complaining about them all the rest of the season. But these are the rankings that really matter. And I also understand from his point of view, like, yes, I think he's right that some teams sort of get a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. And why shouldn't my team get that benefit of the doubt? We've won two national championships. We are the defending national champion, and we haven't lost, you know, 27 straight games. So I get that. And I do understand why that stems from it. I could also understand two other things. A, I wonder how much he's talking to the room and using this as a way to motivate his team. Because that's very much in Dabo's DNA. He's always been the little engine that could, right? He was the receivers coach that everybody made fun of for being promoted and became one of the best coaches in college football history. So I wonder if there's some of that. And I also do wonder if he's looking at the big picture here, as much as he wouldn't admit it, and say, why do I have to play LSU or Ohio State in the first round? Why don't I get to play Utah or Oklahoma?
hanging out with Ralph D. Russo, college football writer for the Associated Press. You got to follow him on Twitter, at Ralph D. Russo AP. Check him out there. So, Ralph, we've got the five Power Five conference championship games this weekend. If there's going to be an upset in one of them, which one will it be?
I would say Baylor over Oklahoma. I've been trying to convince myself that Georgia could beat LSU.
I'm doing the same thing right now. It's interesting. You and I are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, really over the last couple, because, Georgia's just got a lot of talent, but I keep going back to, there's something that seems broken on that offense, and can you trust Georgia to score 30 against LSU?
Probably
LSU's
not.
LSU's going to put up points, right?
Yeah.
Right, because LSU's going to put up points. I know Georgia's defense is really good, but in this age of college football, generally speaking, your really good offense will beat most really good defenses, and LSU's offense is crazy right now. So I've been trying to find a way to convince myself Georgia will win, but having a hard time doing it. So I'll take the Baylor game because I think Baylor is a really well-coached team, and they're pretty solid. And, but Oklahoma, gotta remember, we doubt Oklahoma. They have won four straight Big 12 titles, and they know how to win this game.
Talking with Ralph D. Russo, college football writer for the Associated Press. So if everything goes as expected this weekend, Ohio State wins their ball game, LSU and Clemson win theirs, and it comes down to a bake-off between Utah and Oklahoma, who do you feel like the committee will choose?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I hope it comes out that way. I mean, again, I'm not rooting against Georgia, but I would be fascinated to see, because I think if Georgia wins, that both those SEC teams get in. But it is going to be a fascinating debate. Again, we can talk about resumes and, eye tests and things along those lines. Oklahoma's got to have a little better resume here, but Utah has been just marching through people, so dominant. It almost sort of reflects the argument that Clemson is making compared to the other top two teams. My sense is that the committee has been somewhat infatuated with the way Utah has been handling its business. And if Utah has another decisive victory, beats Oregon by 10 or more, maybe 14 or more, which I think it can, I think Utah will be the team. I think if things get close and Oklahoma really lays it on Baylor, it could flip it. So my sense is the committee would take Utah. If you ask me who I would take, I've been going through these things the last couple of days trying to figure out which one of these teams is better, and I tend to use a lot of analytics and stuff like that, and they are really, really close. I might lean towards Oklahoma, but check back with me on Saturday.
What about the experience factor? So if everything goes as expected, we've got LSU, Ohio State, and then potentially Utah getting in with Clemson. You'll have Dabo Swinney and his coaching staff that will be in five consecutive college football playoffs. And you'll have three coaches, at least from a head coaching perspective, that will be there for the first time. Is that a big deal?
I don't think it's a – well, I think it's a big deal for Clemson. I think it definitely helps Clemson. Let me put it that way. I think it's definitely an advantage to Clemson. I don't think Ohio State is necessarily in a bad spot there. A lot of these guys have been in playoff games, and they were around the Urban Meyer program, and there's some new folks there, but I don't feel like they would be too out of water here. It might be a little bit of a new, I would say overwhelming experience, but the newness of the experience might be enough to sort of, put a team like LSU or Utah at a little bit of a disadvantage. Let's put it this way. I definitely think it works into Clemson's favor that it has had so much continuity and has been there, done that.
Wrapping things up with Ralph D. Russo from the Associated Press. Ralph, if the unthinkable happens this weekend, Virginia pulls one of the biggest upsets of the season in college football and Clemson loses, I feel like there's a path or two for Clemson to still get in the playoffs, even with the loss. Do you agree?
That's funny, because I think part of what Dabo has, again, if you peel the onion back on Dabo, one of the things I feel like he might be sort of trying to point out here is, why don't we get that same benefit of the doubt, because people are saying, hey, if LSU loses, they're in. If Ohio State loses, they're still in. Well, hey, we should be able to lose and still get in. I think you can make a good argument for that as well. I have a hard time answering the question because I have a hard time wrapping my mind around the idea that, that Clemson might lose this game. I feel like we're sort of debating, like, you know, what if the sun doesn't come up tomorrow? Like, what's plan B? Like, I just don't know if it's really worth the time and effort to sort of discuss that plan B, because I think that Clemson is going to just, you know, just buzzsaw Virginia like they have everybody else.
Great stuff. Ralph DiRusso, college football writer for the Associated Press. What is the best way to consume all the content that you'll be putting out here over the next couple of days leading up into championship weekend and then on into the college football playoffs and bowl season?
Well, you can go to apnews.com/collegefootball, but also really the best way to get to follow me and what I write is at that Twitter feed. I post everything and podcasts and stories and everything I write on my Twitter feed, which is, as you said, Ralph D. Russo AP.
Ain't Twitter the best, man? What would we do without it, right?
It's a great news feed. It's definitely a good... Well, if you use it properly, it could be a really
good
news feed.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Ralph, really appreciate your time today. I know how busy you've been, and thanks for squeezing us in, and best of luck in championship game weekend. Conference championships. Breaking it down this weekend. And some interesting stuff there from Ralph. I like the way, you know, he talked about how he uses analytics. You can tell in it, you can tell that by the way that he approached all of those answers. And I really like the way that he was framing some of these situations right here. And Utah versus Oklahoma, you can break them down to 20 different levels, right? And I started the show talking about this today, that I really feel like because of the name, because Jalen Hurts is going to be in the Heisman race, because Oklahoma moves the needle more than Utah from a college football ratings perspective. All those Bama fans are going to want to watch Jalen Hurts, but probably won't want to watch Utah. I really feel like Oklahoma is going to get the nod over Utah when it comes down to it. Now, personally, I think I would put Utah in over Oklahoma. And again, this is assuming that they both win the same kind of game this weekend. Utah wins 47-10. And Oklahoma barely scrapes by. I think it's an easy decision. Same thing, vice versa. I just feel like at the end of the day, Oklahoma is going to find their way into the college football playoff this weekend. And I know that will not make Walt happy. If Utah wins and does not get in, assuming everything else doesn't go haywire, Walt's going to be upset. He said yesterday he would yell so loud you could hear him in Seneca. I believe that. I could absolutely see that happening. So we'll figure that out. All right, hey, coming up next, another unbelievable college football writer, Dan Wolkin from USA Today is going to join us. Mark Childress filling in for Walt Deptula. This is Road Rage.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
It's auction time again, Friday, December 6th. Johnny King Auctioneers is conducting a court-ordered absolute liquidation of a landscape tree company in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Commercial trucks, chippers, tractor, excavator, trailers, commercial mowers, and other landscape tree-related equipment. Everything sells to the highest bidder regardless of price. Visit jkauctions.com to view photos and details of this auction. A great opportunity to make needed purchases before end of year for tax purposes. Spend Friday with us and you're over halfway to Charlotte for the championship game. Go Tigers!
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Welcome to Moe's!
We're with Moe's, and it's time.
It's time.
It's time to talk seriously.
About moist towelettes.
And buffalo sauce.
Those little wet napkins that you have to use when you eat wings?
Sure, they're helpful.
But they're also harmful.
To your fingers. Sometimes they sting.
But don't worry, because at Moe's,
you can eat the new buffalo chicken burrito
without having to use a napkin. Clean hands.
Clean clothes.
Clean conscience.
Grab the new buffalo chicken burrito at Moe's. No napkins needed.
With only days remaining in the open enrollment health insurance deadline, now's your time to act fast. Mark Miesbauer and Josh Crumley with Health Markets Insurance are here to offer you the best plan at the lowest price, guaranteed. They search thousands of plans until they find the perfect one that fits your specific needs. You might even qualify for free health insurance with no monthly premiums. Open enrollment ends December 15th. Don't pay more than you have to. Call Health Markets Insurance today at 864-214-2375.
Just as soon as you put your leftovers up for Thanksgiving, the holiday has begun. Make sure your carpets and upholstery look as sparkling as your decorations this season with Zero Res. Zero Res makes sure you leave your carpets and upholstery like new. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for just $119. For Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning, call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
With S.H. Carter, commercial waste disposal is simple. Choose from their 13, 20, and 30-yard dumpster rentals for all your project needs. Whether you're a contractor, site developer, or weekend project warrior, S.H. Carter makes renting a dumpster easy and accessible with scheduled delivery and rental periods up to 7 days. S.H. Carter, dumpster rentals, demolition services, recycling, and more. Visit shcarterinc.com or call for more information, 864-295-3943.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
No one's better than Walt's Death Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
I like the music selection, Ramona. Thank you very much. Mark Childress here filling in for Walt Deptula on Road Rage. And hey, did you know Clemson University, the only school in the South that makes blue cheese? It ages on campus. Every hoop is salted, cut, and packaged by hand. Recently, judges at the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest in Wisconsin named it the best college-made cheese in America. We hope it's a winner in your kitchen, too. Find it at most upstate Ingles, select Bylos, and in family-owned stores across the Carolinas. Look for hoops, wheels, wedges, dressing, and crumbles. Ask for it by name or order online at ClemsonBlueCheese.com. A cookbook and holiday gift packs are also available. Purchase yours today. Again, ClemsonBlueCheese.com, where you'll find hoops, wheels, wedges, dressing, and crumbles. Be sure to click the Deal of the Day link for fantastic prices on featured products just in time for the holidays. December 19th, by the way, is the last day to order Christmas purchases online if you want them to make it there by Christmas Day. That's ClemsonBlueCheese.com. Again, Mark Childress, man, we've had a fun time today. Some great segments, some fantastic guests that we've had in, and we've got one more that we're teeing up for you right now. It's Dan Wolkin. He covers college football for USA Today, and one of the smartest guys out there. Really enjoy his work, and let's bring him on right now on the Northland Communication phone lines. Dan Wolkin covers college football for USA Today. Dan, how's your day going?
Everything's good. Busy, but it's all's well.
Good. Yeah, I know you had to move some things around to jump on with us, so we really appreciate that. Dan, what's your take on the Clemson Tigers right now? Are they slotted in properly at number 3 in the college football playoff rankings?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you didn't have LSU and Ohio State at 1 versus 2, I think it would be disrespectful to what those two teams have done this year. They've won all their games. They've done it impressively. They've done it against top-notch opponents. And whatever order you want to put them in, and that's a whole different debate, but they are, based on the criteria of how we're supposed to rank teams, pretty easily the 1-2 teams in the rankings. Now, does that mean that they're going to be the best team or the champion when it's all said and done? No, but this is now a sport where we use these rankings as a way to put teams into a 4-team playoff. And look, the truth is, as long as you're in that top 4, then what does it matter? Because you know you're going to have to beat 2 good teams to take home the trophy.
Dan, what do you make of some of Dabo's comments, I guess, right after the South Carolina game this past weekend and his press conference this week? You know, kind of standing up and saying, hey, why aren't you viewing Clemson through the same lens that you might be viewing some of these SEC teams through or Alabama through? What do you make of all that?
I think it's a little silly. Look, I like Dabo, and obviously he's been amazing. Been on unbelievable role as a program. And I guess he's trying to fire up his team or keep his team's attention or you know, whatever, with a chip on their shoulder. But I just think it's getting a little bit annoying, I think, for people. The truth is, I think everybody – you know, properly respects what Clemson's done and the kind of team they are at this point. The truth is they just, you know, they can't help the fact that the ACC is down and the fact that the teams that they put on their schedule did not turn out to be as good as they were last year, for instance. But that's why we have a committee and that's why we have a 4-team playoff. At the end of the day, they'll get a chance to be in there and prove it as long as they win. But it's just kind of the product of the circumstance they're in. And, you know, they just have not been challenged this season or have not played the kind of high-profile games that other teams have played. So their margin for error was less. And that's just the system that we have. And I don't really – I think that's a separate argument from what people think of Clemson. I think right now what people think of Clemson is – you know, boy, if you're Ohio State or you're LSU, you really want to get that 1 seed so that you don't have to play in the finals.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that next. And again, we're hanging out with Dan Wolkin, covers college football for USA Today. I find it funny that the national narrative has changed from Clemson might not deserve to be in to, oh my gosh, that's the one team you don't want to play in the playoffs.
Well, look, I don't think anybody was really seriously contemplating the possibility that Clemson would get left out if they ended up winning all their games. I mean, we've never had a situation where you've got four or five undefeated teams in college football. The circumstances would be crazy. Now, look, I mean, yeah, if you know you had 5 undefeated conference champions. Well, then you have to sort of parse through what are the records, what's the strength of schedule, and whatnot. And in that vein, if you are a team like Clemson and you have not played a top 25 team, and you maybe are scuffling around a little bit, not looking very impressive, like could it happen? Yeah, theoretically it could, but it's really not been anything to worry about. As long as they take care of business, they're getting in. And, you know, but that's part of the season. Like, you evaluate teams through the season as it goes on. Sometimes teams don't look good early and look great late, or sometimes it's the opposite. The season and the football team is a very dynamic thing that goes throughout the year. And I think one thing that Clemson's been very good at is getting their guys to peak in November and December, and that's been proven over and over.
Hanging out with Dan Wolkin from USA Today, at Dan Wolkin on Twitter. Dan, any upsets this weekend? And if so, which one is the most possible?
I don't really see a big upset, no. I mean, I don't think Georgia beating LSU would be a huge upset. I don't think it's going to happen, but I wouldn't make that a huge upset. Like, I don't think Virginia's beating Clemson. I frankly don't think Oregon is going to beat Utah. You know, Baylor had a 28-3 lead on Oklahoma in that first matchup. But really, if you take away the turnovers, Oklahoma kind of dominated that game. And I think Oklahoma will show up and play pretty well in that game. I think the water just may be a little too deep for Baylor playing in the championship, although they have looked pretty good the last 2 weeks. But I don't know. I don't anticipate upsets. Historically, there's not been a lot of big upsets on championship weekend.
Yeah, and so if everything kind of goes as chalk, which you're thinking and I'm kind of thinking as well, it's going to come down to Utah versus Oklahoma for that fourth spot. How does the committee make that decision? What do you think they'll decide?
I would think that Utah's got a big edge right now. Not a big edge, but they've got an edge right now. And I think to reverse that, I think Oklahoma would either have to do something spectacular against Baylor, or Utah would have to kind of look average against Oregon. You know, maybe Utah, you know, just kind of okay and beats Oregon by 3 points. Well, that opens the door. And if Oklahoma's impressive, I could see them passing Utah. I guess the bottom line is I think the last impression those teams make on the committee will matter in how they get ranked, because I don't think the resume difference is significant enough. Oklahoma's got a slight edge on resume now, and the committee still doesn't think they're as good as Utah. So, you know, if Utah comes out and dominates Oregon, I think they're going to be in a really strong position.
Do you think it's an advantage? You know, the Utah-Oregon game is Friday night, and then, of course, the other game with Oklahoma will be on Saturday. Do you think it's an advantage to play first, or do you think it'd be an advantage for Oklahoma to see how the Utah game goes? Or am I just making something up that doesn't have any impact at all?
I don't know. I don't know if I can really parse the psychology of that. You know, it's kind of like the overtime thing. You'd rather maybe go second because you know what you have to do. You know, you've seen what the other team, what your competition's done. So now you know, do I have to get a field goal or a touchdown? So maybe it's that same kind of thing. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think, you know, I think if you're Utah, you just have to go out and try to play your best football game. And, you know, if it's not good enough, if you do that, you go out and beat Oregon by 28 points and that's not good enough, well, I don't really know what you could have done otherwise, you know?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So again, it's Dan Wolkin, covers college football for USA Today, at Dan Wolkin on Twitter. Dan, I know you'll be grinding out a ton of content here this week and on into the college football playoffs and bowl season. What's the best way for folks to find that?
Well, I think probably people can find me on Twitter at Dan Wolkin, and then just usatoday.com.
Awesome stuff. Dan, I know how busy you were today. It means a lot you jump on board with us, and enjoy conference championship weekend.
Thanks.
Great. Again, Dan Wolkin from USA Today. We've had some great sports writers on here today. An honor to have all of these guys, and some good stuff with Dan there. And again, he said, do I want to parse the psychology? I'm in agreement on it. You know, I'm thinking that it's a big advantage for Oklahoma to see what happens with Utah. Or, you know, I guess we could argue here Oklahoma and Baylor, to see what happens in the Utah game, because the Pac-12 championship game is at 8:00 Friday night on ABC. So they'll be sitting at home watching. If Utah struggles and barely gets by, are these teams more motivated, feeling like, hey, even if we just win, we're going to get in? If Utah looks strong, is the motivation there to not just put up a number, but to put up a huge number? If you remember a few years ago, Ohio State ran up, I think, a 59-0 score on Wisconsin in an effort to get the college football playoff committee's attention. I think that's an interesting kind of sidebar thing to take a peek at and try and figure out. All right, hey, Northland Communication phone lines will be open for the rest of the show, 654-7627. If you want to get in, if there's been something on your mind, I know I've had a ton of guests today. I certainly hope you guys have enjoyed it. It's been an honor to talk to a lot of these people. I think we've gotten some great feedback and some interesting stuff along the day, but it hasn't left as much time for phone calls. So if you've been patiently sitting out there to jump in with a question or to make a point, please let me know. Hey, I pulled some of this in preparation for today's show. just to start getting a full appreciation of what Travis Etienne is doing. And if you have not heard, the ACC Offensive Player of the Year and the ACC Player of the Year is Travis Etienne, running back from Clemson. For the ACC Player of the Year, he received 22 first-place votes. Second place, Bryce Perkins with 11, Isaiah Simmons with 10, A.J. Dillon with 8, Trevor Lawrence with 8, and Cam Akers somehow getting one vote in there. And then for ACC Offensive Player of the Year, Etienne getting 28 total votes, Bryce Perkins there in second. Also, Isaiah Simmons, 42 first-place votes for Defensive Player of the Year. In second place was Chaz Surratt for North Carolina with 4. Talk about a landslide victory there. But I started pulling the numbers about Travis Etienne and where he stacks up with everything. A couple of these you know already, right? Travis Etienne, 53 career rushing touchdowns at Clemson. He holds the record now as a Clemson Tiger. James Davis in second at 47. Yards per carry career, and this is minimum 1,000 yards rushing. Travis Etienne is averaging in his career 7.95 yards per carry. All-time best at Clemson. Total touchdowns, you may ask. C.J. Spiller had 51. He had 32 on the ground, 11 receiving, 1 punt return, 7 kick returns. C.J. Spiller had 7 kick returns. Travis Etienne has 57 total touchdowns, so he also owns that record. But there's two on here that I find very interesting. Rushing yards career, Travis Etienne, 3,810. He is third all-time rushing at Clemson. He's 71 yards behind James Davis. He is 156 yards. I had to do math on the fly. I should have done the math at the break, but I got it right.
Look like that.
I got it right. 156 yards behind Raymond Priester. Okay? So, especially if he plays 3 more games, I think there's an incredibly good chance that Travis Etienne will be the all-time rushing yard leader at Clemson. But this is what is so staggering. Raymond Priester, 805 carries in his career. James Davis, 753 carries in his career. Travis Etienne, 479 carries. It's astounding what he is doing. And I know we talk about 3 years versus 4 years. They are playing more games now, right? I mean, Travis Etienne is going to play 15 games last season and more than likely 15 games this season. And a lot of these guys, you know, Raymond Priester was playing 11, maybe 12. James Davis getting to 12, maybe 13 there. So there are some extra games in there. It's still staggering. I'm not trying to take away from it. And then with all-purpose yards, and I did get a text on the text line, did he pass James Conner in the ACC? Yes. Travis Etienne is the all-time rushing touchdown leader in the ACC and all-time total touchdown leader in the ACC. He passed James Conner in both of those categories last weekend against South Carolina. All-purpose yards career, Travis Etienne is fourth. Right now, he's less than 200 yards behind Derek Hamilton, and he's about 450 yards behind Sammy Watkins. Possible that he could get to number 2 all-time in all-purpose yards. And remember, all-purpose yards includes punt returns and kick returns. That's why we see so much from Derek Hamilton. That also helps Sammy Watkins out as well. So again, Sammy Watkins, 5,129 total yards, all-purpose career. Travis Etienne, 4,673. The leader, of course, in all-purpose yards at Clemson in his career, C.J. Spiller, 7,588. That's one of those records that's never going to get broken here. Never going to get broken, right? Something that you look at. Look how much farther ahead he is and what he did for the program. But just showing where Travis Etienne falls career-wise at Clemson on all of these lists is absolutely incredible. And again, if he were to become the all-time rushing yards leader at the ACC championship game this weekend, he would have to get 157 yards to do that. That's very doable. What's he need for that? Like 9 carries, maybe 10 or 11. It'll be interesting, and we'll keep our eye on that. Hey, one segment remaining in the show today. Northland Communication phone lines will be open, 654-7627. Get in if you want to chat. This is Mark Childress filling in for Walt Deptula, and this is Road Rage.
Join the Mark Childress Show live from 7 till 9 p.m. Tuesday nights right here on The Roar. Mark will give you a real-time breakdown as the college football playoff poll comes out each Tuesday night. Join Mark to tell us what you think of the poll, what changes would you make, and how would you rank them. Brought to you by S.H. Carter Development and Rivers Whitmire Realtor. The Mark Childress Show, Tuesdays from 7 till 9 p.m. on The Roar.
Hey, y'all. Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bed liner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family, too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey guys, this holiday season, give yourself the gift that keeps on giving. Testosterone replacement from Low Country Male. Consults are just $99 through the end of the year. $99 for an hour with the doctor, that ain't no bad deal. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. We offer solutions for ED, weight loss, and the amazing P-Shot. Our treatment options are designed to make men men again. Call today or book an appointment online at lowcountrymale.com. 843-936-6451.
Treat your lady to a day of complete relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. She'll love the rejuvenating facials, skin and nail therapy, and many other services. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for any occasion and shows her you care. This holiday, treat her to Lilia Day Spa, 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
If you need service and maintenance on your home's heating and air conditioning, or you need a new unit, I recommend the independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer at Upstate Service Solutions. They take care of us here at the radio station and also at my home. Their consistent five-star ratings are proof that they'll do the same for you as well. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning and Upstate Service Solutions. Call 423-3606. 423-3606.
The Cat Bus is on us. In case you didn't know, Cat Bus is free to ride. That means you save money by not driving to downtown Clemson for dining or shopping. Did we mention saving money by not having to pay to park? How about the hassle of getting in and out of downtown Clemson with the road construction? The Cat Bus is on us. The free-to-ride Cat Bus is for anyone, from students to retirees. Take Cat Bus today to downtown Clemson for a bite to eat or some shopping with downtown merchants and restaurants. Cat Bus. The bus is on us.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
It's the ACC Championship in Charlotte, and I'll be taking an in-depth look as the Tigers get ready for another national championship. Join me Friday as we take Road Rage Live to George Coleman Ford with Papa John's Pizza. That's Friday at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest. Be there.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pickney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Wow.
Welcome back in. Final segment of Road Rage. Mark Childress filling in for Walt Deptula today. We've had a fantastic show. And a couple more things to get to here before we get out of here. But first, Priority One Security is the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina. That ranks them in the top 25 security integrators in the country. Now in 18 different states, expanding into new markets and introducing new technologies and services with their own central station. Why Priority One? Family owned and operated, locally focused, very involved with the community, a service first pledge, satisfaction guarantee. There's a 90-day limited warranty, no false alarm guarantee as well. And that's very important. You can get a video alarm system, Total Control app service, which is an exclusive service, and a Ring doorbell from them as well. Check out our friends at Priority One Security. In case you're wondering, Walt Deptula will be back tomorrow. He will be live at Twin Peaks, as he is every Thursday. That's always a fun show. Go out and hang out with Walt if you get a chance. Twin Peaks over on Woodruff Road. Or definitely tune in and listen as he will be back in the saddle tomorrow. And it's been an honor to fill in for him here today. Hey, phone lines are open for the last few minutes of the show here. If you want to jump in, 654-7627. Had some great calls today. Also, a Help There text line, if there's anything on your mind, 986-1566. Kind of a grab bag for me here in the final segment. Braves fans, if you have not heard, the Braves sign veteran left-hand pitcher Cole Hamels today. 1 year, $18 million. That's a good signing, I think. And he's going to bulk up that starting pitching roster, if you will. I think it's going to be Soroka, Hamels, Folty, Freed, and Newcomb. That's solid. And you need that veteran presence, right? You need the veteran presence. Dallas Keuchel really helped the young guys last year. You got Soroka, Folty, Freed, and Newcomb. Three of those guys, you know, newbies in Major League Baseball, essentially. I think that'll be nice rounding out there. And then you've got Wilson and Wright and Tukey and all kinds of other guys in the wings. So I think that's really good news for the Atlanta Braves. And there's still money left over. They still have money to spend. So they can absolutely get another pitcher. Maybe they're going to go out and re-sign Josh Donaldson at third base. They've got the money to be able to do it. And still make it work. So we'll see what happens. All right, hey, let's go to the phone lines. It's Clemson Dad. Clemson Dad, what's up, man?
Oh, not much. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Yeah, I've talked or heard enough about the playoffs and what's going to happen and scenarios. So I was going to ask you something about the NFL, if that's okay.
Certainly, fire away. I do have another NFL topic to get to as well, but yeah, hit me up.
Yeah, I'm a Steelers fan, and after Ben went down and, you know, I thought it was going to be the end of the earth. We're going to finish below 500. And I don't know, the job Tomlin's done with what he's had and what's happened, all the drama, I think 7-5 is pretty good. What's your opinion on that?
I think it's better than pretty good. I mean, you guys right now, if the playoffs started today, yeah, you'd be in the playoffs if it started today. Of course, losing Big Ben during the season, I mean, you lost your best wide receiver. I mean, maybe it's addition by subtraction, but and your best running back. I mean, all the chaos that this team went through last year and in the offseason, then to lose Ben and to have what I would call serviceable quarterbacks, is that fair so far? I think you should be really pumped about where your Steelers are right now. They've got a great chance at the postseason. Who would have thought that?
I know he's just kind of managed the game last week, but I thought the Duck played pretty good myself.
Yeah.
I thought he did okay.
Yeah. No, he was very good. I don't know what you guys' schedule looks like down the stretch here. I'm guessing you've got the Bengals at least one more time, and you've got to square off with the Ravens. So you're probably going to have to.
That's the big one.
Yeah, you're going to either have to beat them or probably win a game that you shouldn't, because there's a lot of, you know, 6-6, 7-5 teams right in there with you guys. But I like your chances. My brother's a huge Steelers fan. John Hyde, who, of course, works here at the station, a big Steelers fan. Oh, so yeah. I've got some love in my heart for those guys.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, really, I think. But I just wanted to get your opinion on that, man. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, no problem, Clemson Dad. And, yeah, I mean, you talk about coaches of the year in the NFL. Right now, I think he would be considered. I think he'd be right up there. Mike Tomlin, more power to him. And your Steelers are in much better shape than my Washington Redskins. Although the Skins have won two in a row. I'm not going to get started on this because it'll upset me, but go Steelers, right? if you're pulling for them. All right, let's continue on the phones and go to Lynn. Lynn, what's up?
Hey, I'm a regular caller. I just wanted to call in. And I was going to talk about college. I mean, I'm kind of sick of the playoff talk, too. It's like every day. I'm not seeing you. I don't know what you've talked about. But every day it's this scenario and that scenario. Can't we let the teams just play on their own? I mean, can't we just wait? Let them play. Let's see what happens. You know, I mean, as a Clemson fan, and I'm an Ohio State fan second, that I lived in Ohio and I moved here and went to Clemson. But I think Clemson just needs to focus on Virginia. I don't care about the playoffs right now. They just better focus on Virginia, and then we'll cross the next bridge when we get to it. And I'll be honest with you, and like I told Walt, and I think Walt agrees with me, Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, or Utah, any one of those four teams, it wouldn't surprise me if they won. I mean, it wouldn't be a shock. So I think everybody just needs to chill out. Let things just play out, you know? I'll let you talk, and I got one more thing I want to say about my Cowboys, but I'll be quiet for a second.
Yeah, I want to hear about your Cowboys here in a second. I'm not a big fan of the Cowboys like I've been talking about with the Steelers, but we'll get to that. Yeah, Lynn, I mean, I get it, and especially with the entire week here leading up to it. I mean, I've talked about it a ton today because there are some interesting scenarios. Utah versus Oklahoma in a bake-off. Can Clemson still get in if they lose? You know, all kinds of stuff. So we've parsed through that a million times today. I can tell you this. Dabo Swinney will have Clemson ready for the Virginia Cavaliers this weekend. It's a 29-point spread. I think it's going to be right in that ballpark. I think the Tigers are going to coast again this weekend in the ACC championship game and go wandering into the playoffs. LSU's probably going to be there, Ohio State, your other boys, and Clemson. It's just going to be interesting to see what happens with number four. But tell me what you're thinking about your, 6-6 NFC East leading Dallas Cowboys.
I'm about to jump off a roof. Because the Cowboys are there. I don't even know what to say. I mean, first of all, I'm not sure if Dak's any good. I wouldn't resign Amari Cooper. They've missed on draft picks from Randy Gregory to this Tristan Hill. It's just an organization that is just, I don't know. Here's the words I have, and you tell me if these are accurate. Stagnant, average, overrated. Every year, they just, you know, I'm a Staubach guy. I was a kid growing up watching Staubach and Landry, and then they had the Jimmy Johnson days with the triplets, and now you have this team, and you know, to me, the number one thing is the coaching is awful. I think Garrett is a very smart guy, but I think as far as coaching in the Minnesota game, he should have thrown and not run, and then in the last game, he should have ran and not thrown. It's like, how am I just, I've never coached a football game in my life, and I can sit there and see it from the outside. I don't, you know, so if you're not a Cowboys fan, you know what? I might be there with you here soon because I've been pulling for, I was always a Peyton Manning fan. I pull for individuals now almost, Deshaun. So Trevor, tank for Trevor. I've been trying to get the Cowboys next year. Hopefully they'll go and tank. I've been telling my brother that. He's about to punch me in the face over the holidays because I keep – he's an Alabama fan, by the way. But so, yeah. What do you – I mean, the Cowboys are just frustrated. Don't you agree?
I do. And listen, I'm a big Redskins fan, so it could be worse. And I'm already thinking tank for Trevor next year for my skin. So I don't have a lot of love for the Cowboys. I'm going to put that out there first. But it is the ultimate mediocrity – It's mediocre, right? You're 6-6, and you're probably going to end up 8-8. You're playing the Bears tomorrow night. Then you got the Rams, the Eagles, and the Redskins. You're going to beat the Redskins. You probably have to win two of those other three. My guess is you're going to end up 8-8, and the Eagles are going to end up 8-8, and you guys are going to get through on a tiebreaker or something. And then the worst part, if you're a Cowboys fan, is even if you make the playoffs, you're going to be the lowest divisional winner, right? You're going to be that four seed. So you're going to have to play the best wild card. And that's probably going to be either the 49ers or the Seahawks. And those are two really good football teams. So you would have a home game, but it's going to be against one of the best teams in the NFC. So even if you make the playoffs, I don't see you going very far. And I agree with you. I think it's time for you to make a change. It's felt like you probably could have called me on this very day each of the last 3 years and said the exact same thing, and I'd agreed with you then. I don't know how Garrett still is there.
Urban Meyer. My last thing, reason I say Urban Meyer is connection to Ezekiel Elliott. This would be his last coaching job. He doesn't have many more years left, but the window is closing. If not, I don't even know if Dak's the guy to get us there, but I don't see anybody else. I think Lincoln Riley's too young. I think your last shot, Jerry's last Hail Mary, is to go out and get Urban Meyer and just pray that works. I mean, I don't know.
See, I look at that for my Skins, right, because they've got Dwayne Haskins. Who's the only coach that ever got anything out of Dwayne Haskins? It's Urban Meyer, and we don't have a coach right now, so it would be interesting times. Hey, Lynn, man, I appreciate the call, and good luck to your Cowboys and Ohio State and all that stuff.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks, buddy. Really appreciate the call. I did pull this earlier. You know, Ron Rivera for the Carolina Panthers was let go earlier this week. So there's odds out now. You can go to Bet Online. You can bet on who the next quarter or the next coach of the Carolina Panthers is going to be. The best odds you can get right now are Jim Harbaugh at plus 300. That would have him leaving Michigan and going back to the NFL. Jason Garrett is actually on that list at plus 500, meaning the Cowboys would let him go and the Panthers would pick him up. That would be interesting. Josh McDaniels at plus 550. Of course, he's with the New England Patriots. Dan Quinn, plus 600. He's on the hot seat with the Atlanta Falcons. Are they going to let him go? And would he get in his car and drive 2 hours up the road and coach the Carolina Panthers? I'm not sure. Urban Meyer is on every coaching search or list or whatever you want to right now. He's plus 600 as well. Jay Gruden, my ex-Redskins coach, plus 1,400. And for plus 10,000, 10,001 odds, you can get Bill Cowher to come out of a long retirement post-Steelers and decide that he wants to coach the Carolina Panthers. I know he lives in that area, but would be some interesting stuff there. And I would be remiss. I've gotten a number of texts today, and I'm a big fan. I've watched each of the two playoff games so far in their entirety. I'm talking about the Clemson men's soccer team with Mike Noonan. Of course, they won their opening game in the playoffs, 2-1 in overtime over the Charlotte 49ers. Then this past Sunday, 2-1 in overtime on a penalty kick over Providence. Clemson will be hosting the Stanford Cardinal, 6 o'clock p.m. Friday night. They've had fantastic crowds at the first two playoff games. Hopefully, they'll have another fantastic crowd for the ball game this Friday night. So, again, that'll be Clemson taking on Stanford. It's the Elite Eight, folks. You win this ball game, you're off to the Final Four in Cary, North Carolina, which will be next Friday and next Sunday. All right. Well, it's been an absolute honor. Ramona, thank you. You make it very easy when I come in here and fill in for Walt. So thank you very much. And it's an honor to fill in for Mr. Walt Deptula. If you want to catch more from me, you can catch my show each week, The Mark Childress Show, Tuesday nights right here on The Roar from 7 to 9. I also host a show called The Ring. It's a sports roundtable show that runs Monday nights at 7 o'clock. And you can see both of those shows on The Roar's Facebook page. I stream them live on both of those, so you can interact with me that way, either on air or on Facebook. So please check me out in either one of those locations. Also, at Childress Mark on Twitter. And then finally, I host the Tiger Tailgate Show, 3 hours to 1 hour before every football game. So I'll be up in Charlotte from 4:30 to 6:30. You can hear that on The Roar on Saturday as the Tigers take on the Virginia Cavaliers. This has been Mark Childress filling in for Walt Deptula. And this has been Road Rage.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.